Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Well, you're here on kind of a extraordinary day, a historic day, you might say, because for the first time in Robbie and Rochelle history, it's Robbie, intern Vinny, no Rochelle. This has never happened before. Never happened before. Yeah, first time ever. Certainly the first time you and I have ever done the show, just you and me, right?
Yeah, it feels a little weird, not going to lie.
I kind of like this. This is like dudes hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah, I know. And now you don't have to worry about making Rochelle mad.
Well, I worry about that day and night, believe me. It's very stressful. But I feel like you and I can do bro stuff. You know, we can get away with things. Go. You know what I mean? Like we can hang up
like
a...
Army men? No.
I don't know that I want to like sleep in a cot with you or anything like that.
Ah, come on, man. Use power tools? Do karate?
Yeah, now you're talking. That sounds like fun. Matter of fact, you and I have done karate together. This is true.
That's right. It wasn't maybe real karate, but it was attempted.
There are stories, though, that sometimes come along and we don't talk about them, and this is true. And I know she's probably at home in bed, half awake, listening to this, not feeling well. But there are stories that come along that I avoid and I don't even bring up to talk about here in the air because I'm worried that she'll be upset that I saw them. Like, for example, there's something this morning about Christie Brinkley has posted some pictures, the supermodel. I almost said the old supermodel, but she's 67. And so it's trending because it's unusual, I guess, for a celebrity in her 60s to post a bikini picture. I would never bring that up if Rochelle was in the room because I feel like she'd be mad that I was looking at a picture of a celebrity in a bikini. But when it's just you and me, I feel like we're a couple of guys. We can get away with this, you know?
Exactly. I mean, and then again, I'd have no problem looking at that in front of her because she would expect nothing less.
Yeah, but you can get away, but I can't because I have to go home with her and then I get in trouble and she doesn't feed me and, you know, it's bad news for everybody. But when it's just me and you, we can get away with it. So
there we go.
And you can probably get away with wearing bikini bottoms yourself because it's just you and me. Who's going to know what we're wearing in here?
Exactly. Free range.
It's Robbie. Rochelle out today. Intern Vinny is here. Rochelle has, I hate to bring this up, but she has tested positive for bubonic plague. So that's, she got the old bubonic.
Nice. No, that's not a comeback.
That's not true. I don't know what's going on. We do know that she doesn't have COVID, but she just said she had the worst stomach ache she's ever had and just could not come in. So here we are, just Vinny and I today, back in business for Wednesday. It is January the 19th, 2022, and Wednesday, of course, is also
Hump Day!
You were off last week. You were feeling a little under the weather yourself, so we missed you doing Hump Day. I had to do that by myself last week. That was depressing.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that. I did like a horse coughed when your Hump Day.
You did a what?
Week. Kind of a horsed cough Hump Day last week when I was off.
A horsed? You mean a horse? I don't think there's a plural there.
Horse?
It's a horse. Yeah, I mean, no, it's not horsed.
Horse?
If you've been horsed, I think that's a dark corner of the web. But
oh boy. Whoops.
Horse would mean your voice is hoarse. Yeah, you weren't.
I got you.
You're feeling a little scratchy.
Yeah, vocab doesn't work well with me.
That's funny you mention that because I texted you early this morning and said, Rochelle's not coming in. It's just you and me, buddy. And you went, sounds good. He said, I got a tiny vocab. And then I scroll up and I realize you've answered sounds good to the last 5 text messages I sent you. Sounds
pretty
good.
Pretty much. I struggle with that. You're not the only one. I look at other people's text messages and I say, okay, LOL. Or like, I'll say the same thing over and over again. Not meaning to, but I'm just boring conversationist.
I'll tell you what I like is that little button there where you push on the text message and the thumbs up, the thumbs down, the ha ha ha. You know what I'm talking about? That little thing comes up because this is how far away from actually having to have a conversation with another human being now I've been able to come. I don't even have to respond in text. I can just hit
just
that. I go, don't even have to take the time to find an emoji. I just hit the little thing and that's it. So we're in business. Hey, it's time for pre-coffee thoughts. We do this every hump day. A little way to get over the hump. So obviously Vinny and I have done this. We've written down a couple of thoughts, a little stream of consciousness before we do anything else this morning, and we just see what happens. You know, get us a little closer to the weekend. People who live where it doesn't snow will never understand how quiet the morning is after a big snow.
I've never thought of that, I guess.
I find the morning after snow is usually loud because you get the plow going by waking you up at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
That's the worst when you get a shovel that plow snow because you get like 4 or 5 inches of snow. Then the plow comes by. Now it's 10 inches of snow at the front of your driveway.
When I'm done shoveling that kind of snow, I feel like I'm 80. My back is done.
I am 80, so but imagine how I feel. If you run 26 miles, it's because you're an athlete. If you walk 26 miles, it's probably because you can't afford a car or a bike, you know?
Yeah.
Vinny comes here by Razor Scooter every single day.
Pretty much.
Hair is considered beautiful until one falls off, and then suddenly, it's gross.
Or it's just in the wrong area.
You know what's funny is yesterday I come in here and everybody says, oh my gosh, you got a haircut. And I did not get a haircut. It was one of those things where you just comb your hair a little differently. And you put different product, and everybody thinks you, and it almost, I mean, I know they're trying to give you a compliment, almost tease you off. Like, I was PO'd about it.
Like, oh, you look so much better than you used to,
right? Right.
What do you mean? I parted my hair differently.
Exactly. Someone's therapist knows details about you.
Ooh, crap.
Have you talked about me to your therapist? Do you mind?
You know, I don't use names, but yeah.
Seriously? All joking aside, have you talked about me to your therapist?
No, I wouldn't say so, actually.
We think the deepest when we're trying to fall asleep. Yeah, and that keeps you up all night. That's true. The characters on Sex and the City's reboot are the same age as the characters when the Golden Girls started. Oh, my God.
Are you for real right now?
Imagine Betty White drinking martinis.
That's just...
See, there's another example of something I wouldn't say if Rochelle was here, because it can get me in trouble. We open refrigerators when we're bored, subconsciously expecting something new to appear there, but nope, still haven't gone shopping.
Yeah, that's been my issue for the past week. I've been snacking on bologna and mustard.
Well, it smells that way, too.
Oh, pretty much.
Just another reason I'm sure Rochelle is glad she's not here today. And obviously, I know that you wrote this because I didn't write this. Jason Momoa is the new Fabio. I assume you mean because of his flowing long hair?
I mean, yeah. You think that the Fabio guy was... I don't know. He just kind of looks the same. The long, luscious hair, nice body.
Okay, can you stop now, please?
Sorry. Now I'm thinking about shirtless Jason Momoa.
I'm just picturing Jason Momoa saying, hey, you can't believe it's not butter.
Oh.
All right, on the way this morning, we have a he said. That's where you have to say she said.
She said.
This is going to be the longest 4 hours of my life, honest to God. We'll do hashtag mom. If I can get her to pick up the phone, I'm going to do confessions with my own mom. If she doesn't answer, can we call your mom?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. So we might do that. Best man Cal is checking in to help pick up some of the weight today, get us through this whole thing. So it's all on the way. A very special Wednesday big broadcast. All right. Let's take a look. You can always send these in, by the way, to Robbie or Rochelle or Vinny on our homepage or on Facebook. Just shoot us a little DM. The South Jersey Bass Club Association is hosting the 27th Fisherman's Flea Market. And that's what I'm always looking for, is to shop for fisherman's gear at bargain prices. That's going on Saturday, March the 5th, the Millville Elks Lodge from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Freshwater and saltwater items available, door prizes, kids casting area, food, and a whole lot more. I'm guessing it'll be seafood. SJBCA.org for all the info. The Point Pleasant Beach Recreation Committee is hosting Show Us Your Heat, a bingo scavenger event. It happens Saturday, February 12th at Downtown Shopping District, starting at 11 in the morning. You can stroll around the town looking for your bingo shapes. Once your CAD is full, you'll receive a prize. The Point Pleasant Beach Recreation Committee for all the details. Just search them on Facebook. And Daphne's Catering of Hamilton is hosting Murder on the Waterfront, a dinner theater murder mystery, happening Wednesday, February 16th. Reservations are recommended now. It's a 6:30 show. In this audience participation murder mystery, you will hear Nolo Contendo, the Godfather, make his announcement to all of you, the Contendo crime family. His consigliere, Vinny Dapu, will be there to make sure order is maintained. Dinner will also be served. In this case, I'm guessing pasta and seafood. TheaterToGo.com for more. And I'm just not even going to bother and do my Marlon Brando impression. There you go. A couple of things we thought you'd like to know this morning. Get details on all boss events, 1071theboss.com. It's Robbie. Intern Vinny is here. Rochelle out today, so I need a little help pinch hitting. I've been calling everybody on my phone, seeing who is available. Here he is. It's Best Man Cal. Hey, Cal.
How are you today?
Are you still annoyed that I'm calling you Best Man Cal, by the way?
Well, it just seems like at some point the statute of limitations would sort of run out on that. I mean, you did get married 26 years ago, so it seems like maybe now would be a good time to maybe drop that moniker.
But you are, for always, the best man that I know, so I figured, like, it has a double meaning. You were the best man at my wedding, but you're also the best guy I know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not really sure that's the truth, and I'm sure that I will hear the real story once we get off the air.
I can't think of any person that I love more than you. I really can't. As far as middle-aged men go.
Silver foxes.
No, that's not true. Now, do you mind if I say this? You are between 40 and 50. Is that not true?
I am 45 years old on the dot. Well, it's not my birthday today, so technically not on the dot. But yeah, 45 years old.
I thought you were 43. You're 45?
I'm 40. Well, that makes me feel good.
I was remembering you were 43. I was thinking of the year and
auditions. I play 43, though. They say I'm definitely can play a 43-year-old.
As far as I'm aware, and I haven't seen you in about 6 months. You have very little gray hair. You have almost all your jet black hair remaining.
I want to look more like Clooney, and I look more like Hey Vern. What's his name? What's his name for Hey Vern?
Hey Vern. You're talking about Ernest? Jim Varney?
Yes, Ernest P. Worrell. Yeah, I look more like him than I probably would like.
Now, why would you bring up Jim Varney of all people?
No, Jim Varney, that's his name. No, you know, it's the one I get the most where I sit and cry in my car when people tell me I look like Ben Roethlisberger. He looks like, you know, a fat baby. Like, that's his deal. His face is so fat.
Yeah. Well, this is going real well so far. I got to say, this is one of the most riveting conversations we've ever had. I mean, what is happening? I have to say that when
you mean Spider-Man?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. We're trying to move on the conversation, huh?
Well, here's the thing. You know, whoever's left listening is already, you know, they want to talk about something other than Ernest P. Worrell or what I'm looking at currently. We're playing I Spy on the radio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I have not seen the new Spider-Man. Are you, I don't know you to be a superhero guy, are you?
No, put it into perspective of what type of superhero guy I was. A friend of mine loaded up on a iPod. Now, mind you, he used it mostly as a storage device. Every single Marvel movie that was ever released in order so that I would be ready for Endgame when it came out a couple of years ago, because he got tickets to the opening night of Endgame.
Uh-huh.
Not only did I not watch a single movie off that iPod that he had given me 6 months before the movie came out, when we got there, I literally, yes, I said literally again, leaned over and said, I wish they all had jerseys on so I knew who the good guys are and the bad guys. I know nothing about superheroes. No, I don't know anything about it. But I did see Spider-Man.
Oh, you did? Okay. So good. Yes. So did we like Spider-Man?
Peer pressure, I finally succumbed to that. And I liked it. I didn't love it, though. I feel bad saying it. I didn't love it. It wasn't like the greatest movie I've ever seen.
I have an unhealthy obsession. And I don't know that I mean, I knew I was a fan, but I've now realized it's an unhealthy obsession with Ghostbusters. I have now seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, the Ghostbusters 3 that just came out. I've now seen it 3 times, and I got to tell you, I watch...
I think it's like direct to like on demand because no one went and saw it or even wanted
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know if that's true. I think it did fine. It wasn't exactly a blockbuster like Spider-Man, but it did fine. And, you know, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that they decided to go for like the lowest common denominator and hire all the Stranger Things kids to...
Yeah, but they also brought back the original guys. And for me, a kid of the 80s, that was very, very exciting. And so I've seen it 3 times, and I've watched the trailer almost every day just because it gets me that. It's like listening to, you know, Queen Will Rock You or something. It gets me all pumped up.
Right. I understand when you hear that.
I'm sorry. Was that your impression of the Ghostbusters car? Is that what that was?
Yes.
Well, that was.
That's what it sounds like.
You remember that whole thing I said at the beginning about how you're the best man I know? I take all that back. I take it back.
I never said I was a great impressionist. That was never one of the things that I was good at.
Also, this has nothing to do with anything, but you did bring up an iPod. And it's funny you say that because a kid that works here, Jack, comes in the other day and he says, look at this. I have an iPod. And I said, well, you have an Android phone, right? He said, yeah. So I said, so you have the iPod, which is basically the iPhone minus the phone. Why would you not just have bought an iPhone? Because then you would have a phone and all the storage for music. And he just looked at me blankly and walked away.
No, he roller skated away.
Roller skated away. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm so cool, hip, trendy, and old school. Let me take off my roller skates and talk to you about this later. Yeah. Is the iPod supposed to be retro?
I don't know. I just don't know why anyone would buy an iPod, because everything the iPod could do, you could now do on a device that also is a phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you know, but technology has advanced past that. He pulls out his VCR, his camcorder, his DivX machine.
How amazing would it be if he was carrying around a VCR in his backpack?
Oh my gosh, it'd be so cool.
You're going through airport security. What is this, sir? Oh, it's a VCR. It's a Betamax. There you go.
Yeah, if you need to ask, you don't know nothing. Calls everybody pops. You're like, dude, this guy's kind of weird. Like, why'd we hire this kid?
Well, now this has gone too long, so now I don't need you anymore, so I'm going to hang up, but I do love you, and I'm sorry that 90% of the time we only talk this way and not as actual friends.
No, it's totally fine. We are both the same type of person. We don't have a lot of buddies.
Right.
We have friends, but we don't have a lot of buddies, so we don't really know how to do it real
true.
Well.
Very true.
Like, you know what I mean? Even when we try to schedule a call, they'll be like, hey, want to talk about stuff? We text each other to say we're going to talk about stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's a very weird thing. Like, most people, like most human beings, would just like pick up the phone and call their friend. Not me and you.
No.
We text like, hey, I'm going to call you in a little bit. And you're like, okay, cool. I'll be here. And then we pick up the phone. He's like, what do you want to talk about? Two people were paid money. Well, you are currently being paid money, but paid money in the past tense for me to be on the radio and talk for a living. And I have to say, quote, what do you want to talk about?
Just for the record, I'm being paid in Bitcoin, okay?
In Deutsch.
That's right. I'm being paid in yen.
Paid in NFTs. You're like, I got a Banksy that they gave me. Now, you may ask why it's not the same as some JPEG on the internet, and your question would be legit, but two words. Blockchain. Yeah.
I
landed flat.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. This is it. We went big and then we ended flat. That's what we do. Well, Rochelle out today, a little under the weather. And so I'm calling just about everybody on my phone trying to fill time. And it's time for Mom Confessions. And I thought, who better to do Mom Confessions with than my father? And here he is. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm just fine. Now, you were pretty comfortable on the air. I've often thought, now you are an attorney and a judge, for people that haven't heard me talk about you before, but I've always thought that if you'd wanted to, you could have been a television personality or a radio personality yourself.
You're still not getting any more money in the will, Rob.
Well, I wasn't really expecting to get anything anyway, to be honest with you. So
you're going to split with your sister.
But no, this is true. You're very funny, and I thought that,
you better hope I live, because Mom is leaving it all to your sister.
Well, that I'm well aware of, believe me. Also, she did not answer the phone when I attempted to do this bit with her, so here you are.
Can you blame her?
No, I obviously not. And I told you I wanted to do this, and you said, what are we doing? So I know you do listen to the show. Have you ever heard us do this before?
Oh, yeah, I've heard you do it.
Okay, so
I thought Rochelle was better than you, frankly, but anyway.
Well, this is going really well. Matter of fact, I have to pick a little beef with you here on the air. It was her birthday a week or so ago, and before we got up, you had already texted her and wished her, your daughter-in-law, happy birthday. So it made me look bad that you were able to get a happy birthday in before I did.
Well, I'm a little faster than you are, Rob. I'm a little older than you, a little more experienced.
Yeah.
You should take a lesson or two from the old man.
Yeah, as far as keeping the wife happy, yeah, I probably should. You've got years of experience at that, yeah.
47 years.
Is that amazing?
47 years.
Well, all right, so time for some hashtag mom confessions here. We search our socials every day and we look for people, moms, sometimes dads, that send in these confessions with this hashtag. Okay, are you ready for these?
I'm ready.
Isn't this this has got to be one of the highlights of your long and distinguished career, is it not?
Oh, I'm certain. I'm certain of it.
At Handbasket Hannah says, parenting is a lot like talking to an automated phone attendant. You're hopeful at first, but then you end up just repeating yourself and yelling. Yeah, that's true.
That's very true. I imagine all of the times I yelled at you.
Yeah,
unfortunately, it never took.
Now I have this job. At
and I'm surprised.
Okay.
Continually.
Can we move on, please?
I think Rochelle carries the show.
Can we please move on? Thank you.
Go ahead.
You're really enjoying this more than I thought you would, and it's kind of ticking me off. I got to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I love my daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh. At Nurse Sarah RN for Life says, I have a 6-year-old who said she'll never be able to appreciate winter because snow on the bushes reminds her of cauliflower. No.
That kid should be committed right now.
Coming from winter's number one anti-fan, right?
Oh, dear God. I miss Florida with a passion.
All right, here we go. This is the last one, and then I will let you go on with your day, okay?
Thank you.
Shauna Hendricks emails and says, my daughter wanted to play doctor's office, so I turned the AC to 60 degrees and made her wait in a room for an hour and a half reading a magazine. Yeah, that's about right.
That guy's sick.
Here's what I love about you is that when you have a doctor's appointment, if your appointment is at 8 a.m., you'll be there at 6:30 a.m. just to be sure that you're first in line.
I'm not going to let any of those old-timers beat me out.
Well, there you go. Well, this was fun. Thanks for doing it.
What do you think?
I think it was fine. And by the way, just to be clear to everybody, you think Rochelle carries the show.
That's right.
It's Robbie with intern Vinny. Rochelle out feeling a little under the weather today. She's okay. She's just resting, trying to feel a little better. Had a little stomach thing going on. Not like that girl that ate all the sushi. I don't know if you saw that story. I think that's going to be in our trending five today. But anyhow, we got a little game here we've played before called Lyric or Lie, but we got a little twist on it today. Now, you remember, we'll give you a song lyric, and then you guys have to see if I made it up or if it comes from an actual song. You remember we played that before, right?
Oh, yeah, and I'm usually terrible at it.
Well, this is kind of a little spin on this. We call it Name That Nana. We have clips from songs, and I will go ahead and tell you these are all real clips. I didn't make any of these up. Okay. I was thinking of doing that. But you get to tell me which song this Nana comes from. We call it Name That Nana.
Oh boy.
What are you up for this? All right, so here's here's clip number one. Name that Nana. Can you name that Nana?
Oh my gosh. Why Can't This Be Love?
No. No, that was Lights by Journey. You know, the guys that don't stop believing, that's one of their other big ones. Name that Nana. Clip number two. I'm going to give you a hint. Go back to what you said originally.
What did I say originally? Oh, crap. Oh, what did I say? I already forgot.
When is Love? It's the Van Halen song that you mentioned originally. So, yeah, that was the Van Halen one. Okay. Well, name that Nana, clip number three. This is going great so far, don't you think?
Oh, I think so.
All right, that's an oldie but a goodie. We're going way back for that one.
Was that Wilson Pickett?
Yes! Oh, my gosh!
I've heard that before, but what is the song?
Wow! I'm so impressed. I'll give it to you. It's Land of a Thousand Dances.
Nice!
I thought you were going to say The Wiggles there for a second.
No.
Yeah, Wilson Pickett. Good for you, Ben.
I actually have a family member who loves that guy.
Look at you earning your keep today. Thank Name you. That Nana. Okay.
I know that. No, I have no idea.
I'll give you a clue. It's an 80s song. Big 80s.
No idea.
Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife.
Cuts Like a Knife. I mean, you say it, and I already know it, but...
Ready, set,
yep.
Name that Nana. That's another oldie but a goodie.
I mean, it's the Beatles, so...
It is the Beatles, but give me the song. Come on, you just watched a documentary.
Oh, I don't want to have to say the song.
There's like two lines in that whole song other than Nana.
Hey.
It's Hey Jude, you nitwit.
Oh,
Hey
Jude.
Okay.
Hey Jude. I get it now.
I got a couple more lined up. Name that Nana. Na, na,
na, na, na, na, na. No idea.
I'll have to look that up. We didn't prepare. Rochelle will have to email me what that was. I don't know what that was.
You were just going off your own intuition.
Yeah, just I got so cocky and then I stumped myself. All right, one more. Name that Nana. Ooh, that's a tough one. We went from the old school to the new school. Any guess?
I know it's Selena Gomez.
It is Selena Gomez.
I think it's When You're Ready, Come and Get It. Is that the song?
Yeah, way to finish, Big Vin. Look at you. I'm impressed. Nice. We could pick it alone. I might have to buy you a sandwich with a pickle for lunch.
Absolutely.
That's what we call Name That Nana.
Nah.
For the first and probably last time here on The Big Show. Reminder, you can always keep up with us. Just search us anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow us on all the socials. We love to stay in touch, even when we're not broadcasting live here on a radio.
Even if it's like 3 a.m. in the morning.
You can send a note at 3 a.m. Not saying we'll answer at 3 a.m., but you can always send it. Time for the Robbie and Rochelle Fast Five. Five big trending stories we thought you need to know to be in the know, so you're in the know. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody's been on a Zoom call over the last couple of years, I imagine. If you work in an office, you've probably been on a Zoom call. Maybe you've done this with your family, right? Well, this is a Zoom call. A guy's recording this with his coworkers, and he's getting made fun of because they catch him wearing a suit and tie sport jacket on top, but then shorts on the bottom because he stood up and forgot that he just had his shorts on. But the joke is on another guy in the meeting who also did the same thing.
I'm so sorry. Let me just lock the door, please. Just hold up. It's a problem. Nice shorts. Nice shorts, Josiah.
Nice shorts, Josiah.
I'll just never understand why people actually do that.
I think you just got to own it. If you're working from home, just, you know, wear whatever. Who cares?
Especially when you're working from home. I don't think your boss is going to care if you have shorts on. So
just wear pants of some kind, please.
I think Jeff Bridges wears pants a lot less than we all think he does.
Number two, there's a woman from Mountain View, California. She posted video of herself doing this challenge of eating as much sushi as she can. The all-you-can-eat sushi challenge, hashtag all-you-can-eat sushi challenge. She ate 32 rolls of sushi.
Oh, my gosh.
After the binge, she was rushed to the hospital. It was not an allergic reaction to the fact that it was raw food, but she gets stomach pains and acid reflux, I guess just from overeating.
I still vomit before every show.
I gotta tell you, 32 rolls of sushi, I mean, that's a lot, but it doesn't seem like it would make you sick. I feel like I could do that.
I eat 5 wings and I get heartburn. So.
Yeah, but that's because they're spicy, right? That's what it is.
I guess so.
Yeah. Maybe she was using the wasabi, overdid the wasabi.
Ooh,
that could be the problem.
Yeah, that'll get you.
All right, number three, Heidi Klum. You know who I'm talking about. She was once insured by Lloyd's of London, her legs were once insured anyway, for $1 million. per leg. She was on Ellen talking about this, and she ended up injuring her leg while they were insured.
I didn't insure them, by the way. It was a client that insured them. It wasn't me. And one was actually more expensive than the other because when I was young, I fell into a glass and I have like a big scar. Obviously, I put so much spray tan on right now. You can't see it right now. But yeah, so one was more expensive than the other one.
Well, Vinny would be happy to inspect both legs and try and figure out which one was the more expensive of the two.
Yeah, just making sure.
Just checking. You know, it's for client. Protocol. Yeah, right. For the client's needs. That's the only reason.
What kind of insurance claim would you make on that? Like it's chopped off?
Yeah, my kneecap has exploded. I don't know.
Or her leg gets chopped off from the knee down.
I mean, how does that happen? Was she on a roller coaster or something?
I don't know.
I don't know how that would happen.
At a meat factory.
Hey, boys, look who's here at the meat factory. It's Heidi Klum.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Number four at the Rams-Cardinals wildcard game the other night, The Rock joins Eli Manning.
Wait, what is that? You got a T-Rex behind you? What is that? A dinosaur?
I got a T-Rex skull. Yes, it's that's Stan. As a matter of fact, so Stan was the most complete T-Rex skull ever found by a paleontologist, a young paleontologist, and his name was Stan. So this T-Rex head was named after him.
I'll tell you what, I love The Rock, but I like him a little less now that I know he's so rich he could buy his own dinosaur skull. That's ridiculous.
I love that.
You think that's awesome? I think that's obnoxious.
Jurassic Park.
I mean, that's pretty cool. The only thing would be better is if it was a dinosaur bone in a massive rock.
The Rock
that would be The Rock too.
Yeah, they're right. I'm The Rock. This is also The Rock. I think that's a little show offy. I'd be very upset if I go over to The Rock's house. Not that I'm ever going to be invited to The Rock's house, but I go over there and he's got a dinosaur.
What can I say except you're welcome.
And number five, Netflix has canceled Paris Hilton's cooking show after just one season. Kim Kardashian and other celebrities have appeared on the show. Unfortunately, it was just not getting the downloads needed by Netflix. Maybe this is why they had to up their prices. I don't know. We have some audio from the short-lived Paris Hilton cooking show on Netflix.
Add 6 eggs, heavy whipping cream, onion powder. Do you have a blender? This or that? Is that the same thing as a blender?
Paris doesn't know what a blender is. And they said, you know what? We're going to give her her own cooking show.
That makes sense.
She says, don't call me a dumb blonde, but then that.
That's hot.
I want a quick bonus story for you. We have a list from Google Trends of the most popular Girl Scout cookies in all 50 states. Number one, peanut butter patties.
What?
Thin Mints, a close second at number two. I was kind of surprised. I thought Thin Mints would be number one.
Peanut butter patties are the number one?
Number one.
Wow.
Thin Mints just slightly ahead.
I mean, I like them all, honestly, but I didn't think that was the number one.
What's the other one? There's a shortbread one, right? One is just plain. I think that's my favorite.
Yep, and then the one I can never think of the name, that's always my favorite. What is it? The coconut.
Oh, yeah, the coconut one. That's right. Those are pretty good.
What is it called?
I don't know. The one with the coconut.
I can't even think of it. That makes me mad.
All right, feel free to text in and let us know. I guarantee if Rochelle was here, she would know the names to all of them. She's a big Girl Scout fan. World famous celebrity birthday file this Wednesday. Sean Johnson, 30 today. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he's 40. So is Jodie Sweetin from Full House. That was kind of sad seeing her the other day at Bob Saget's memorial service. Sean Wayans, 51 today. Katie Sagal, you remember her from Married with Children? She was on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Paula Deen, Dolly Parton celebrates today.
That is some fresh melon.
It is National Popcorn Day. So happy National Popcorn Day. Everybody should dress up like Orville Redenbacher to celebrate. People probably just think you were the Colonel from KFC, but...
Yeah, I was just about to say that. They're so close and similar now.
More famous of the Southern old guy mascots, you know?
By the way, Samoas.
Oh, that's right. American Samoa cookies, yeah.
Bellissima.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I guess you could call this a He Said, He Said today, but you can just imagine, Vince with a wig playing the part of the she in the equation. Okay, well, never mind. Forget that whole scenario. Let's just give this a shot here. I saw a statistic, and I thought this was kind of interesting, on MSN. 1/4 of Americans... So 25% of all Americans have been on TV, even if just briefly, in one way or another.
That's funny. So, I am part of that percent.
Well, that was the question today. Have you ever been on TV? And if so, why were you on TV?
Have you ever been on TV?
Well, you tell me you've been on TV. Okay, now I want to know your story.
I was on Kelly and Ryan for about 15 seconds.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We had you do that, what was it, the floss challenge or something?
Well, it was just, they were doing a dancing competition. You upload a video of you dancing, and if they air you have a chance to win. So they aired my video, and people were voting. I didn't win, but hey, I got in the voting.
Did you, I don't remember, did you video that yourself? Was that a...
No, we had one of our coworkers, Mike, recorded it, and oh, I was just in this one of our spare studios dancing.
Were you ever on the news when you were a kid playing sports or anything like that?
Probably for like a second, like cross country or a basketball game or something. But also, when I was a little kid, I was on the news because there was a Stranger Danger event they were doing where they were filming kids outside with their parents' consent.
Well, good.
Yeah, and they were pretty much testing them, doing tests on kids to see if they listened to the Stranger Danger thing, you know? And sure enough, every kid, they would run away when a, you know, adult would come up to them randomly outside.
Yeah.
But me, the only one, out of all the footage, I ran towards them, not away from them.
So you got some guy offering you candy out of his van, you're like, here I come.
I actually remember it vividly. My mom forced me to stay outside. Because I played outside all the time, and she knew this was going on, so I had to stay outside. And I'm sitting on the porch, all of a sudden this guy pulls up in a van, says his dog was missing. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll help you out. Ran right up to the van. I mean, I failed.
Oh my God. Well, this was like a public service announcement, wasn't it? Like an after school special, The More You Know.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they aired it on the news. The next day I come into school, oh, I got crap done.
Have you ever been on TV? Apparently 25% of us have. That's your he said today. So phone lines wide open. You can text us. You can call us. You can also hop on Facebook. Answers are coming up. Just getting going with this morning's he said. I mean, I just feel weird having you do this, but go ahead. Go ahead. Say it.
She said.
Okay, fine. We're talking about television. 25% of people, according to a new survey out here, have been on TV in their life, even if it's just for a second, for one reason or another. We just learned some chilling stories about Vinny as a little kid appearing in a PSA of some kind. Now, you asked me, have I ever been on TV? And I used to do TV. I used to work at a TV station at one point. So the answer is yes. But in addition to that, it was funny. I'm just remembering this because it came up in my Facebook memories a week or so ago. I went to see David Letterman's show and was sitting in the audience. And I was close enough that when the camera panned by in the audience, you could see me on TV, and I was able to take a picture of the TV screen and post that on Facebook just for a second there. So technically, I've been a guest of David Letterman's.
Wow. Even if he didn't know.
Yeah, wow. Just amazing, huh? We get Rochelle's answer on this, actually. She was on TV during a hockey game in 1997. And then a couple of years ago, she was licked by a puppy while visiting an animal shelter. I guess the news happened to be there. And a note from Cameron, he says, I got interviewed at one of my daughter's Girl Scout STEM events at a college. My hairstylist, the girls were learning about AutoCAD, so I literally had no clue what I was talking about. I don't even know what I just said there. A guy named Sean says, I was an extra for an Adidas advertisement. Mark texted in and said, I was on ESPN working for Powerade, standing on a track near a NASCAR event. You could see me behind Dale Jr. That's pretty cool. And then Bill says, I got drunk and slept on my TV once. Does that count? No, Bill. No, that does not count. All right, let's go to line one.
I did, yeah. I was out in Hollywood, California, and I was walking the Walk of Fame. And I think it was actually Tom Petty died, I believe. Is that correct?
Okay.
Yeah, and I was right there, and the TV host wanted to interview some people, and I jumped on and just told a little bit of about, you know, how much I was a fan. Yeah, I was on local LA news or something.
I hope you were actually a Tom Petty fan and you weren't just looking to get your face on television.
No, I actually was. I was walking by and I saw all the roses out and candles and I stopped and I was. I mean, I probably wasn't the super fan, but she got some good info.
Okay, fair enough. All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go back to line two.
I have. We went to LA and we went to those pages, Audiences Unlimited, and like, the Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve tapes the LA portion at the beginning of December when we happened to be there. We just sent in our photos and, like, I guess apparently if you weren't ugly, you got in and we were like the little party people.
Wait a minute. They tape it that far in advance? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they tape it the beginning, the first week of December so that better artists will show up. Now the New York portion is live, but when they go to LA, you'll see at the bottom of the screen previously taped.
I really, I shouldn't admit this, but I was watching the 1985 one on YouTube because it came up like on New Year's Day suggested, and there was some lady from Dynasty and Ted McGinley from Happy Days were the hosts. I was like some big celebrity guest hosts that year, Dick, you know? Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening this morning. We'll get a couple of more of these. Also, going to check out the Facebook. So you've been on TV. What was it for? That's your he said, she said.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Rochelle is out under the weather, so it's just Robbie and Vinny today. So I guess we're calling this He Said,
We Said?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
I saw something about 25% of Americans have been on TV for one reason or another in their lifetime. And so we're wondering if you've been on TV, what was the reason for? And when here, a little girl's birthday party happened to be at the happened to be in an amusement park the same day they had a newscast from there, so she was able to go back. So I have another guy here said he was on the Bozo the Clown show. He was sitting in the... You ever heard of Bozo the Clown?
I feel like I have.
Well, he's a show hosted by a guy dressed like a clown, and he'd have kids there, and they'd sit on the bleachers, and he'd do tricks and those sort of things. All right, let's go back to line number two.
Oh, yeah. Being in the audience for different, like, shows, I've definitely been spotted, but my biggest feature was when I was in the audience for American Idol. And this was years ago, but I got to go, and I definitely had that feature. Where I was sitting, I was like smack dab behind the judges. So every time they panned the judges, you could see me to the like top right.
Are we talking the Simon Cowell era of American Idol?
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool. All right, we'll keep this going on Facebook. You can always text us. Have you ever been on TV? If so, why? What gets you on the tube? Hopefully it wasn't criminal activity. More of your answers coming up. It's Robbie with intern Vinny. Rochelle off today, so I thought we'd get her on the phone. Do you want to stay here for this? I know you're very busy doing extra duties today, but...
All right, I can do it.
All right, we'll give her a call and check in on her, see how she's doing here. I would FaceTime, but I feel like she doesn't want to be seen right now. I hate to wake her up, but I do want to check on her, and she's not answering text, so.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. How are you feeling?
I'm just dandy.
What's up?
I don't know. You probably can't hear him because you don't have your headphones in here, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, is Vinny there?
Yeah, Vinny's here. He says, what's up?
Like in the Scary Movie, was up.
Yeah, he says not the one from the Budweiser commercial, the one from Scary Movie. He was very specific about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Budweiser, what's up too?
I don't know. That's
no idea about that one.
That's what he said. I don't know.
It's just from Scary Movie.
It might just be from Scary Movie. I don't know.
We're all really struggling here today without you. So we miss you very much.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you know my worth now.
So, well, you are still doing some stuff from home. You're sending us some trending news stories and stuff. But I mentioned that left to our own devices, where it's kind of like the boys club in here. We're getting away with stuff. We're causing trouble. You know, things we wouldn't try and pull while you're with us.
Or I'm just realizing how much work you actually do.
Is that what I'm getting at?
What's that?
Is that what you're getting at? The studio stinks now?
Well, I mean, it's not great.
Maybe.
It's not great. So how are you feeling? What are your symptoms at the moment?
I mean, do I really have to talk about that? I'm having some stomach issues.
Okay, because you know, and this is kind of a funny thing, the minute you say someone's under the weather, everybody thinks you're either dying or you've got COVID. So I just want to be clear that that's not what's going on here. You just got some sort of a stomach bug.
What's funny to me is like 3 years ago, if a woman in particular said she's not feeling well, the first question she would get is, are you pregnant?
Right.
Are you pregnant? Now it's, do you have COVID? I'm like, no, I just keep running in and out of the bathroom.
Well, I can't speak for other people, but I know well that you're not pregnant. That's not possible. So we know that's not it.
I do know what running in and out of the bathroom
though. I think I may have eaten something bad. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I have a headache and my stomach hurts. I think I'm probably dehydrated.
Well, you were fine yesterday, and then after dinner, we stopped and had a bite, and then after dinner, we get home, and everything is fine. You make the coffee for the morning, and the next thing I know, you just turn green, and it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, not feeling great. So yeah. I did manage to get some sleep last night, which was good, but I woke up this morning, and I just knew that there was no way. It just... I got up and I got sort of ready, and then I laid back on the couch, and thankfully you were like, just stay home.
Well, I said this to Vinny. This is the first time he and I have ever done the show without you, because before COVID, I probably would have just said, oh, suck it up. You got to just come in. But it kind of has made me feel like I'd be a jerk if I just insisted you come in anyway, you know?
I have never taken a sick day while working with you, ever. Now, prior to you, I would take them all the time, but...
Well, because I would guilt trip you every time that you said you weren't feeling well. I'm like, well, what do you mean you're not coming in? I'm coming in. What do you mean you're not... Now, Grant, I would take days off all the time before we were married and just doing the show, but, yeah, this has never happened before.
Yeah, no, this is a first for sure. So,
now you really are sick. You're not just trying to have a day to yourself to get a pedicure, manicure, and all of that, right?
Oh, I wish. No, I wish I was doing that. But no, I'm lying in bed right now. I have my computer on my lap.
Yeah.
I've got the Sex and the City reboot going on in the background, and I'm not feeling great.
How is Rick the Cat handling your being there all day? I'm sure, you know, he had his card game. He had his other kitty buddies coming over, so I'm sure he's not happy you're there.
Yeah. No, he's not happy because I'm in his spot in the bed. So he's pouting in the other room. So.
All right. Now, just because we're not going to be able to have you say this later, I'm going to have to have Vinny do this. Can you give me a he said?
She said.
We said. That's the only taste of it you're going to get for today. So hopefully she's back tomorrow to be able to do this. So, all right. Well, anything else we should be aware of here? Anything you usually handle that he and I need to do while we're here by ourselves?
Do you know where the printer is?
No. Not a clue. And even if I did know where it was, I'm not sure I would know. I guess printing I could handle. Like a photocopy, I'd be screwed.
Well, I'm already sitting. No, we're not photocopying.
What? I have pictures of my butt cheeks all over the building when you get back here tomorrow. So there's something to make you, if you weren't nauseous now, there's something to make you feel even better.
Great.
And by the way, before I let you run, did you say you're watching that Sex and the City reboot?
Yeah.
That's the, and so that was it, that show?
Yeah.
I thought that was canceled because Mr. Big is a horrible monster.
No, he dies in the first episode.
Yeah, but the guy that plays Mr. Big in real life is a horrible monster.
Yeah, but he's not in the show at all, so why would they cancel it? He's dead.
So they figure because he's dead, we can get away with keeping it going?
Yeah, why not?
This was like I saw Alec Baldwin on Instagram, and he was posting a picture of a guy, you know, making chestnuts on the street in New York or something. I'm like, didn't you kill somebody, Alec Baldwin? You shouldn't be posting on social media. What are you doing? You should be remorseful. What are you doing? Imagine. All right. Well, feel better. We love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice too.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, we should have told her we didn't know how to use the printer, I suppose, huh?
Whoopsie.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.